There's a primary tomorrow in a little-known special congressional election that covers much of eastern North Carolina. More than two dozen candidates are vying for a vacant seat in the U.S. House. Jeff Tiberi reports from the Inner Banks.
To get from one end of a congressional district to the other, all you usually need is a car. However, that's not the case in North Carolina's 3rd, where navigating from Topsail to Moyauk requires a boat. The largest U.S. House district in the state, nearly 8,000 square miles, is also the only one disconnected by rivers and sounds. Fishing and farming are two of the biggest industries here. A reminder of another major economic driver can be heard while crossing the Neuse River aboard a state ferry. This district includes Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point and Camp Lejeune. In Greenville, Vidant Medical Center and East Carolina University are anchors of the community. Diversity comes in many forms, and there is a varied swath of issues in this special election. Although, to some voters, those aren't getting enough attention. Harold Gray says it all has become too national.
When they start saying, you know, I'm going to be there for Trump's agenda, and nothing against any of that, but I want what's good for North Carolina. And you're not seeing that.
Gray spent 34 years in the Coast Guard and Army National Guard. He's a registered Republican and recently voted early in this special election, created when longtime Congressman Walter Jones died back in February. Now, there are 17 GOP candidates jockeying for the vacancy. The 3rd congressional district is firmly Republican. Gray voted for Greg Murphy, one of three men running who has experience in the statehouse.
And it was a crapshoot. So I looked at it, and he was discussing North Carolina things. And to be honest with you, I don't know anything about the border. Nothing.
Murphy is considered a tenuous frontrunner in this race. Once off the ferry boat at Minnesot Beach, it's an easy drive through Arapaho on the way to New Bern, the largest city in Craven County, an important population center of this congressional constituency.
Sir, are you coming to vote?
Rainer James wears a tan visor and brown open-toed shoes as she reaches for some literature on her candidate of choice, Michael Speciale. He, too, is a current member of the North Carolina House and one of the most conservative candidates in this race.
The three who have records in the North Carolina House have a leg up because they've got a record to point to. I think a lot of people have had experiences similar to mine, and that is I've listened to people, believed them, voted for them, they get in office, and then all of a sudden they change character. When you've seen a voting record, that is not nearly so likely to happen.
No public polling is available for this primary, and political observers anticipate that, at best, turnout will reach the teens. In addition to Murphy and Speciale, there is a farmer, a pediatrician, a veteran who twice ran for the seat and lost, a librarian technician, and the former vice chair of the state Republican Party.
We're essentially saying six or seven people at least have a chance of making it into the runoff, I think.
Tom Amon teaches political science at ECU. In order to advance directly to the general election, the primary winner needs 30% of the vote. Like most people following this contest, Amon expects a primary runoff, which would take place in July, and likely have an even more abysmal turnout. He says under that scenario, money becomes more important.
Let's say $100,000 would not make a bit of difference in some places, but in this particular area, with a fairly low turnout, I think that money could certainly make a significant difference.
With that in mind, remember the name Celeste Cairns. 3 years ago, a conservative organization, the Club for Growth, endorsed Ted Budd, a political unknown, in an open congressional race outside of Greensboro. Thanks in no small part to $500,000 from that organization, Budd won and remains in the U.S. House today. As for Cairns, a former CPA, who is described on her website as 100% unapologetically pro-life, the group is endorsing her. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.